All right, I'm looking in the book of Joshua chapter 1 tonight. You're going to be in the house of God. Go ahead and try to say something from the Word of God. Then we'll make a few announcements. And remember now, next Lord's Day, there will be homecoming service. And that will be a preaching on at 10 o'clock. Brother James Johnson from the Atlantic Baptist Church will be with us, a good man. He's saying something from the Word of God. Then on 11 o'clock service, Brother Pace will be here. And then after the service, we'll go out to the fellowship building and have a good covered dish meal. And so we look for you to be here and then invite somebody this coming week to the meeting when we start. And then on Sunday evening through Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll be having revival meeting. And so pray for that. God would meet with us. We need God to meet with us. And we sure appreciate what God does for us. So remember this in prayer, if you will. And then also, I want to make mention too, I got some tracks back there. I thought, we'd get some and, put them in the back of the church or something where the envelopes are in the other building. And, all of them's the same. Deals with, is Charles Spurgeon's testimony of how he got saved. And then too, is some, a portion of his last message he preached, got the name of the church on the back and phone numbers, but it's just a good thing to give somebody, let them read it, and maybe God awaken them to the fact they need God. It'll take the power of God, and I still believe preaching. Amen. God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. And but how shall they hear without a preacher? I know all that. The Word of God still has power to maybe give light to somebody, to bring them into the house of God. And to us an instrument that use an open door that you might witness to them of the good things of God. In Joshua chapter 1 tonight, the Bible said, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people into the land, which do I give to them, even to the children of Israel. In every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses. So I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, but that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Here God's writing to Joshua after Moses is dead, speaking to him. And Moses was, of course, a great man, a meek man, a man that gave the law unto the nation of Israel. And then after Moses died, Joshua was the one that came. The word Joshua is the same New Testament word we get our name Jesus from, which simply means Jehovah saved. You see, the law couldn't save, but thank God Jesus can. And we look at the scripture tonight here, and I just read a few verses. And I thought about Joshua this afternoon, how he was a great man, how God used him. Old preaching, I've got to help me just a little while on the marks of a true soldier, the marks of a true soldier. I believe that Joshua had marks in his own life and evidence that he was a true soldier for the Lord God. It took a man, thank God. How many times did God say, be a man and be very courageous, be strong, because of the things that you face as as a leader of these people. I mean, you take it about being a leader. Brother, there was over 2 million Jews. Thank God that started out. Now this, some of this crowd has died off in the wilderness after 40 years of wandering. And now Moses has died. And now Joshua takes over the group of people. Thank God that's matured and grown up under that ministry. And now after Moses has led them 40 years, here comes Joshua. Hey, it's not easy to come in, step in them kind of shoes. A man like Moses, I mean, great man. Thank God that had the grace of God and the glory of God on him. But Joshua comes along. You know, this generation's going to die off, and there's going to have to be another one to take the mantle and go forward. And it ought to be one of us tonight, thank God, that says, by the help of God, I want to be what God wants me to be, and be a soldier for the Lord. But there's some things tonight it'll take for a man to be what God wants him to be as a soldier in the army of God. Did not Paul tell Timothy, thank God, to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ? And a soldier, somebody that's fit, amen. That's not anybody can be a soldier, but here we find some true marks of one. I want to say, first of all, that I see in Joshua to be a good soldier, he had to be a follower, amen. You see, he followed Moses, the Bible said. Right here, he was Moses' minister. He always followed the man of God. He went with him, and he learned some things from the man of God. He learned, brother, I'm telling you, you'll never be a leader until you're a follower first. Hey, God says to follow, and we need to follow God, follow the right way, and follow my friend then that's got faith. Amen. God even said about the man of God, whose faith follow. Thank God, that's what y'all have thought tonight, is the faith of the Son of God. And I want to say, you'll never be a leader, you'll never be a soldier for God until you learn to follow, until you learn to take instruction, until you learn to obey, until you learn to go the way God says go. It's not your way, it's God's way. And Joshua had to learn that. He followed the man of God, Moses, and it turned into something good afterwards, because after he followed, he became a leader, amen. There's steps in getting to where you are in God. That's right. Now, I understand, though, that some people mature faster than others, and some people get better faster than others, but there's a process God brings everybody through to be a true soldier, and that's following instructions of the captain, amen. And Jesus is the captain of our salvation. And if a man's not willing to be faithful to the truth and follow God, he'll never be a good soldier. Hey, friend, you know who the captain wants to be a good, thank God, on the field for him? Somebody that listens to him. Somebody that obeys him. Hey, in the service, and I never have been in it, but I know this for a true fact. If a man don't listen to the authority that's over him, he can't be used. He wants a man to come under subjection and submission under the authority that's over him. And a man that don't ever come of that, he'll never be a soldier, because he'll be outside the orders of the captain. I'm glad I got a good captain tonight. I'm glad God's letting me follow some good godly men down through the years that's taught me a lot about the things of God. Hey, it wasn't me, my friend, it was God. And I'm just saying tonight, if you get in line with somebody, get in line with somebody that's got faith in God, obey them and go after God with them. That's what Joshua did, and you'll have to do that if you're going to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, brother. We got a lot of people saying what they ought to be doing. Amen, but we don't have a whole lot of followers. That's right. If you're going to be a soldier, you got to learn to follow. Amen. Ma'am, you got to learn to follow your husband if you want to be a good a godly woman. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God, young people, if you want to follow God, you got to follow mom and dad. That's right. God set it up like that, didn't he? He set the husband as the head of the wife and the husband walk really hand in hand under the lead of God, and then they're having other children that they should follow them. That's the way God set it up. God don't have two heads in anything. He's got one head, and he is the head. Amen. And I'll tell you this, he's got heads, thank God, in everything. He's got a head, thank God, in the home. He said the husband husband is the head of the wife, and he's got a head. I ain't got over children. That's the parents are. And in the house of God, he's got a man of God that oversees what God's put together. That it might be spiritual, it might be right in the eyes of God. He's got that way you go to the workplace. I was reading it this week. God said you to obey them. Amen. Not as men pleasers, but servants of God. That you might be doing it hardly unto God, not unto men. For God said you'll be rewarded for doing it unto me. Hey, there's always authority. If a man's going to do anything for God, he's got to follow directions and follow the leadership that's before him. If he don't learn to follow, he never will be a leader. Amen. You know what Joshua did? Joshua followed the man of God. You take Elisha. Elisha followed Elisha. Amen. Timothy followed Paul. All through the scripture we find, God, where men followed. You have to learn to follow tonight. If you're going to be a good soldier, that's how you learn. Just follow. Thank God the right. And go after God, my friend. I'm saying if you're going to be a good soldier, you're going to have to be a follower. Amen. I'm not talking about following the wrong thing, neither. Talking about following what's in this book. If I tell you something contrary to this book, don't you follow it. Amen. You follow what's in this book. And I need to get right with God. Amen. If I'm not following this book tonight. Amen. That's right, brother. I'm talking about follow, thank God, the right. Follow God's ordained a man of God. It said, obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. Amen. That they might do it with joy, not with grief, for that would be improbable for you in the day of judgment. Amen. That's right, brother. God's got that ordained authority to set it up like that, that he might, thank God, lead a people the way he wants them to be led. So we find tonight that you have to be a follower if you're going to be a good soldier. Moses was the man of God. Then when he died, Joshua took over, who was Moses' minister. It'll say this, you got to have faith to be a good soldier. You look at Joshua tonight, he believed God. When the report came back, when Moses sent out 12 spies to spy the land, and they come back, 10 of them said, oh, look how big they are. We're grasshoppers in their sight. And I tell you, they got scared and got fearful. And here's old Joshua and Caleb stepping up. And Joshua said, God doesn't set us our land. He believed the report that God said, not what they said. He knew God doesn't give them that land. He said, but please, God, he'll give it to us. You can't go with God and be a good soldier unless you have faith. I'm telling you, he believed God the way he said it would be. And if you don't get in with God tonight, my friend, I'm telling you, there's faith. There's training in it, brother. And I'm just saying tonight, he learned some things by following and by faith. Amen. Listen, he learned some things in the tabernacle. He learned that you worship God by faith and by the Holy Ghost and truth. And the Bible said the glory of God filled the tabernacle where they were. And the Bible said a young man by the name of Joshua departed not at the tabernacle. Why, everybody left the tabernacle, went back to their tent. It said Joshua just stayed around where God was. He learned some things in a tabernacle experience. I tell you, friend, there's been some times around the house of God in my personal worship that I've learned some things about this standing around where God said, hey, it'll teach you some things. If you're going to be a good soldier, you better learn. It's time to worship, amen. That's right, you're going to leave here, hey God, you're going to, my friend, miss out if you don't worship, and you get it back out in that battle, and what you do, you dry and you're dead. Hey, you need some life in you. Life comes from worshiping God. That's right, thank God. You never know what might take place. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Amen. You get in the prayer room and pray to God. You never know what to go on. You never know when you get in the house of God to pray, what God might do. Hey, thank God, friend. You never know when God's going to show up. Hey, can you tell when he is? I tell you, he shows up, thank God, when you don't expect it sometimes. And you learn that way. It's by faith. Hey, God, when we get together, Brother Keith, it is, we can get here and pray tonight. We can shut the book right now and say, let's get around here and pray and get a hold of God. I tell you, this is a good place. Don't you take her for granted tonight. Hey, God, if you're going to be a good soldier, you better learn that there's some things in the tabernacle or the house of God that God will teach you to learn, and it might help you in the battle one day. That's That's right. Thank God he learned from the tabernacle, from the tablets of stone. He saw the finger writing of God on them things that he saw the man of God get from God. He learned in trials and testings. And then a crowd come back and said, we can't take the land. All the people's heart melted like wax and feared. And thank God Joshua stood up and said, God said it was ours. God says that's our land. Hey, have faith. If you're going to fight the battle, you got to believe God tonight. You can't trust yourself. And what you see, you're going to have to look to Him. Amen. Thank God I'm not fighting a battle I can see. God's fighting the battle. But I understand that. But we're to stand tonight in the way and believe God. I can't see what's going to take place, but I do know by faith that, praise God, God's going to take care of it. Amen. What God said, He said, Joshua, wherever you walk, I'm going to bless. Hey, that's kind of hard to believe, God, sometimes on some things, because we're just old flesh. But He said, wherever you walk, I'm going to bless it. I'm going to put my hand on it. I'm going to let the people know I'm with you. Hey, that's the whole thing, friend. It's a walk of faith. If you're going to be a good soldier, you're going to have to believe God tonight. They'll say this, listen to this. You're going to have to learn to follow. You've got to have faith, but you're going to have to be firm in what you believe. And this is the whole thing. If there's anything God put in Joshua, he said this, be strong and of good courage. In other words, don't you turn to the right hand toward the left. Be firm in the Word of God. Be firm in this book tonight. That's what he's saying. He said, what I told you, you don't have to fret. You don't have to be afraid of their faces. You don't have to worry what the people think. He said, this going, hey, boy, aren't you glad? Thank God tonight that the liberty of God's in obedience in what God says. It wouldn't matter if the whole world stuck their nose up at you. Thank God, I'm telling you, if you obey and God walking in the Word of God, there's joy in it. And there's victory in it. And you can be a good soldier. I'll tell you, some of the greatest times of my life is when I was going through a hard time, or when persecution was a beating on my door, and God said, just keep obeying me, just keep walking in the way of God, and God said, I'll bless. I want to say, if you're going to be a good soldier, you're going to have to be firm on the Word of God. You're going to have to stand on it, friend. I'm telling you, God's saying, He said, be strong, obey the law of God. Hey, don't turn from it, don't turn from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. He said, concerning these things, he said he wouldn't turn from it. Thank God he just stayed with it. It's still the way of God. The gospel's still the same. If you got to be a soldier, you better go with him. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I feel good in my soul to go with God. I'd rather go with God than go with anybody else, wouldn't you? Amen. I will say this too. Thank God, Joshua, not only firm in the book of God, but he is firm in the blessing of God, knowing that it was in serving God. When he got to the end of his life, he looked at that crowd. He hadn't changed a lick. He said, I will tell y'all something. Hey, he said, y'all serve the gods on the other side of the flood. Hey, them Amorites, all that other crowd served. Hey, he said, but it's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. He said, you might as well go ahead and choose this day. Whom you going to serve? But it's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're not going to chase after idolatry. We're not going after them old gods. He said, I'm firm on it. I'll stand there, thank God. Because that's the only thing that'll be blessed. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you what we need restoring tonight and getting back to what we need to be. I'm talking about being firm tonight on the gospel, firm on the Bible, firm on the truth of God, firm in what we believe. I'll tell you, Joshua was a soldier, but he had to be firm. He wasn't my friend, a waver. He wasn't unstable in all his ways. He, my friend, was stable in what he believed. Thank God they didn't have to scratch their head and wonder whether Joshua was going to believe the book. He said, thank God, if you got to go with God, you got to obey the book. That's right, brother. You can't be right with God. Hey, people say, well, I'm a preacher. I'm this and that. They unstable. Don't even come to the house of God. Hey, friend, what in the world is going on this day? What kind of confidence would a man have if I got up here and said, well, I don't really know if the Bible's true or not? Hey, God, I tell you, that's hypocrisy. That's liberalism. And it don't work up me. I want to tell you, I believe this is the Word of God. I believe it's the
promise of God tonight, my friend. I believe this to be from God tonight. I believe every bit of it. I believe God put it together. I believe it's God's word, not man's. I believe God let men pin it down under the Holy Ghost. But I'll tell you what, this is the book of Almighty God. I can tell you it is tonight. I got confidence it is. And that's the only thing I work. Amen. Might as well stand firm on that, boys. Amen. Let's be firm on the book. I tell you this, I'm firm on the Baptist. That's right with God. That's right. Thank God. I'm not wanting to be a member of these other handles. That's right. You say, why a Baptist? Thank God, because you're baptized by immersion after you get saved. That's right. You read down through the years of the trail of blood. That's where these men were my friend, martyred for the cause of Christ. Them bunch of reformers are against us tonight. They was against God, against the old time preaching of the Word of God. Hey, friend, they still didn't come out completely of Catholicism when they brought their little infant baptism out. That's a damnable heresy, sending people to hell. Tell them this long you sprinkle a little old baby and they inherit or eternal life. Any man preaches that much of rot, it's a hell-bound preacher. Anybody preaches stuff like that's not right with God. Joshua, don't you turn that way. Don't you go ecumenical. Hey, don't you go with this love crowd. That God just loves everybody. We all ought to get together. I got a crowd of people I've chose. I got a people I've put together. And go with me. Amen. That's right, praise God. Don't you get fooled tonight about what people say. God never saved another person if he didn't. He's still God. And he's got a right to put anybody in hell he wants to because they're sinners. He had a right to put us in hell, but he had extended his mercy to us. By the blood of the Lamb, he saved us. Thank God he redeemed us from himself. Hey, I can't understand that. But I do know tonight I'm one of his. I've been chosen unto salvation in Christ. And brother, that's his will. I'm telling you tonight, I didn't know that until I got saved. That's right. God don't have a big crowd of people in this world. But he's got a chosen people that he's chose out of the world to be saved in Christ and have marks of a new birth as pilgrims and strangers in this cursed world that seek things above and not things below, knowing that our home is in heaven one day, brother, that we're seated there in Christ already. And he said, just go ahead and stand firm. That crowd will say, wait a minute, let us go along. And there's a crowd that wants to come. I want you to share the land with you. And even that one crowd made a lie to them, made a league with them. Hey, put them old sacks on. Amen. Made it sound like they come from a far country and they was neighbors with them. They get the wrath of God off of them. And Joshua didn't go against his covenant. But I'll tell you what, that was between God and Israel. It was an Israelite covenant God had made with them. And he had a leader for them. And he already promised them the land. And he stood firm on it. I'd rather stand firm with God and have Holroyd County saved. I'd rather stand firm with God tonight and say this is what God says than to have the whole county make a profession and go to hell. I'd rather stand with God tonight in the face of my wife, my children, my grandpa, my grandma, my mama, and my daddy. I'd rather stand with God. Listen, I'd want my wife to say the same thing. I'd rather stand with God tonight than anybody else because he's the only one, thank God, that I'm going to stand with and stand firm on. And I'm telling you this tonight, friend, thank God I'm not beating to their little drum beat. Hey, they said, well, they piped, but they wouldn't march. They said we'd beat our drum, but they wouldn't dance. Thank God I'll beat to his drum. I'll dance to his march. I'm not in this thing. He said, Joshua, stand firm. Don't you turn one way or another. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you this. If you don't learn that way, you'll dance to everybody that comes around. Joshua could have done. Let's do it this way, Mr. Joshua. Wait a minute, we better not go into Jericho. There's some good people there. And I said, no, I want you to go right He said, there's a plan to take Jericho. And he said, this is the way we're going to do it. Amen. Amen. On the seventh day, thank God. After they had marched around. Amen. The trumpets blew. Thank God they shouted. And the wall fell flat. And Rahab and her family got out. Amen. That was a harlot woman. Thank God is saved. Put in the genealogy of Christ himself. Hey, thank God. I'm telling you tonight, God's got a way. You might as well go with it. Boy, I'm glad tonight. Thank God I don't understand it all. And somebody said, preach, what you going to do? I'm just going to get up and thank God, shuck a little and preach a little and shout a little, amen, and talk a little. And no telling where God might send it. He might send it back here, might send it there. He can do what he wants to with it. It's his. That's why it's by faith tonight. Thank God, God says do it this way. And if you do it my way, it'll work. And I'll tell you, when they went around Jericho, thank God they shouted. Why y'all been marching so long, won't shout? Amen. That's right. They shouted. Thank God. And the wall fell flat and they killed all the inhabitants besides Rahab and her family. That was one that hid the messengers, and God was merciful to her. And they went on the Ai and lost the battle because they had a thief in the crowd. And God had him killed and his whole family. And they took Ai, friend. And they went on to the land of Canaan. They stood firm, brother. Thank God tonight, you might as well go ahead and stand right there. There's no other word to stand. Hey, friend. Thank God to be a good soldier. You're going to have to be firm with the book, the blessing. And I'll say this. If you're going to be a good soldier, you got to be a follower first. You got to have faith. You got to have a firmness. And this is, you got to have some fight in you. That's why Canaan's not a type of heaven. There's battles there, brother. There's battles. That's right. There's battles in Canaan. Why'd Paul say to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith? Because he knew it was a fight. And he knew that the biggest fight you'll have is against yourself. That's the biggest fight I have. If I could get myself in line and not to fight myself and war against myself, I could have good victory. Amen. And then you got to fight and war against the things that's contrary to taking the land and getting into that abundant life that God had for them, that land that flowed with milk and honey. Joshua knew that. He had to have some men that would fight. Thank God he had already been proven. He had done fought with Amalekite or Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur stood on the mount and they upheld Moses' hand. But who was fighting? And there's Joshua. Thank God he is a soldier. He is a fighter. He wasn't talking about with physical fighting. If you have to, sometimes you do. But I'll tell you what he was. He was an obedient, my friend, war, my war man, and a fighter for God. Right. I'll tell you one thing. We're not going to let the liberals come in here and take her. We'll fight it. Amen. I'm not out looking for fights. But I'll tell you what, the biggest fight we got today is against the spirit of this world, the spirit of Antichrist. And we must stand, friend. If you're going to be a good soldier, you just can't go along with anything. And my friend, you got to fight for the right and fight for the truth. Hey, the Bible said, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, with principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spirits of wickedness, in high places. Sometimes you're going to have to fight. That's right. Look in the Bible. The Old Testament's full of it. Men had to fight, thank God, to obtain. Amen. I know in the good Word of God in the New Testament, Jesus Christ, thank God, done won the battle. Amen. We're working from the win. Amen. We've already won. But there's still the warfare we face. And if we're going to be a good soldier, we got to fight the fight. Got to fight it. Warfare. Then I'll say this. Look how he finished. Look in Joshua chapter number 24 tonight. 24, great chapter of the Bible. Joshua chapter 24, and look at verse, if you will, number 24. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance, and
teach them. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God and took a great stone and set it up there under the oak, and it was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, and every man unto his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. Verse 31, and Israel served, notice this great verse, and Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. Pretty good testimony to end up with. He finished right. That means a whole lot how you finish. I know it means a lot how you start, but it means a whole lot how you finish. He finished right. You know why? He's a soldier. He's right. You take Joshua, he followed the man of God, Moses, but when God turned that thing over to him, it was continual battles to get to where God wanted them to get. Now here's the sad thing of it all. In the book of Judges, verse number 1, now after the death of Joshua it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? Wait a minute. God had you a leader there to teach you that. The Bible said in Judges chapter 2, there arose a generation that knew not the Lord. Here's a sad thing. If you don't get in there and do it, nobody can do it for you. That's right, isn't it? You can see it, but if you don't follow, if you don't have faith, if you're not firm, if you don't fight, my friend, listen, you'll not finish right. But even Joshua didn't finish right. Read it. That crowd said, well, who's going to fight for us? Listen to me. I understand, though, tonight God's got a leader. But in the New Testament church age, Christ is the head. Christ is the leader. And we ought not never wonder who's going to fight for us, because if the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? That's right. I tell you, friend, I don't want soft religion. I don't like battles. I don't like warfare. But I know it's part of the battle. And I know it's part of the Christian life. And I know that you're going to have battles. You're going to have all kind of battles. And I'm just saying, if a man don't fight the fight, if a man don't stand firm, if a man don't believe God, if a man don't go on and listen to God, he'll, my friend, be up off the warfare, out of the ain't going out of the battle. And you don't want to leave the battle tonight. That's right. Because there's people at stake tonight. Number one, your family's at stake. Then the flock's at stake. And then sinners are at stake. A lot of people at stake, a lot of things at stake. That's right. We need God to help us to be a good soldier. God help us to put the armor on and go forward. Lest we be consumed by the enemy. God help us not to do that. What kind of church you want? It's not all decided to me. I'm the pastor. I'm going to run it the way God tells me. But it's just not left up to me. It's left up to you. If I die, what will you have? That's right. There ought to be something in you. I believe there is. And I'd trust the Lord in heaven that there's something in you, praise God, and say, hey, the same way Moses led us, Joshua, you in the way. Just go ahead. Even though he's not Moses, there'll never be another Moses. There'll never be another Joshua. I'll tell you what, God's got a man. And God's got a leader. And nobody can take your place tonight. But there'll be a day that you're going to move off the scene. And God's going to have somebody in here to say, I'll go with God. I'll take up the mantle. I'll fight the battle. Amen. Because I'm telling you what, you listen to me tonight. In this day and time, there's going to be pressure to conform to the way of the world. The way of religion. Instead of the power of God. Like that old song, give me that old time religion. I know we don't have religion, but we do. Pure religion undefiled before God. The visitor follows in the winds of their affliction, keep himself unspotted from the world. I love you and appreciate you. Let's stay tonight. One day when I was thinking of unseen things above, the Savior spoke unto me.